Hello, Live and Love York readers. I'm here at the York Food and Drink Festival again. I've just come across a lovely stall called Lewis and Cooper, which has got some fantastic looking cakes, and I'm speaking to one of the ladies who's working on the stall today. Now, could I ask you to introduce yourselves, please, and tell me what it is that you sell?
Yes, I'm Mary, and I work for Lewis and Cooper, and we're based in North Allerton, and we make Christmas puddings and Christmas cakes all year round, and we make and sell them all year round. And we got a lovely array of all the various things on our stall today, all different sizes of puddings and cakes. Some of them are decorated, some of them are just ordinary. Some of them are Christmassy decorated. We've got the Merry Christmas on them, or you can buy them for weddings and christenings and all that sort of thing.
And they look like they're fantastic quality as well, very very neatly packaged, and some of them have got a ribbon and bow on them. So where is it that you're based, and how has the business evolved to create such sort of ornate Christmas cakes and puddings?
Right, we've been in business since 1899, so we're 110 years old this year, and we've been making cakes for probably 50 years, making cakes for the last 50 years, and it's just developed from there.
Mm-hmm. And of course it's just getting into August meets winter time, the chilly air's on its way in, and it's coming up to Christmas time. So do you think people are planning ahead, coming to your stall and maybe getting a surprise and special Christmas cake for this coming Christmas?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of them do come and buy for Christmas time here. But as I say, we make and sell them all year round, so they're not just for Christmas. As they say, a cake isn't just for Christmas. We do eat cake all the time. But we sell other things as well. We have biscuits and we have the brandy butter that goes with all the puddings, so we have a various rate. And another big thing that we do is the hampers. We make hampers again, not just for Christmas, but that is a very very big Christmas line. But we do make hampers all year round for anniversaries, prizes, and all various events like that.
I can see you've got the Great Taste Gold 2009 award. Could you tell me about that and what that might mean?
The Great Taste Awards, they're done down in London. We have people go around in regions and taste our various products, and then they all get tasted then, and then they have the awards, which are held I think in September down in London, and we've been fortunate enough to be able to get gold awards on some of our products, which we're delighted with.
So could you tell me about why you've come down to the York Food and Drink Festival in 2010 this year then? Have you been down before?
Yes, we have. We've been down here for quite a few years now, and it's a very good show for us to come to. And now we come and people expect us to be here. They're looking for us, which is really good. They're looking for us. But hopefully that each time we come, we pick up some more customers and spread the word that we do have an excellent product in North Allerton.
Have you had any regular customers or any interesting customers you've met today or had any good dealings with?
I don't know about good dealings with. Yes, they bought plenty of things. People that have never tasted it before, and people that say, "Hey, I had a good one last year. I want another one now." And all of it keeps well over Christmas anyway. But it's just nice to talk to people when you've got a good product, and people like to talk to you about it. And of course, we have the little tasters, and then they know how good it is then.
And have you had a chance to walk around and see any of the other stalls at the festival or any of the demonstrations?
I haven't seen any demonstrations, but I do tend to have a walk around and see what else there is. But I haven't seen anybody selling Christmas puddings at all. So I think it's just ourselves here, which is good.
Fantastic. Well, I can definitely recommend the cooking demonstrations. I've seen two today. There's a gentleman who did crocodile stir fry, and another gentleman who did like a challenge the chef moment and ran around and got some ingredients, and I chased him with the camera and he cooked something that he just dreamed up right there and then. It was really good, so they're definitely exciting.
Well, it sounds like I need to go and see a demonstration then, if we get the chance to get a time out of the stall, and then that should be good.
It's a chocolate demonstration right now, I can smell it, so... Ooh, that'd be good on your cakes.
Well, no, it won't be good on our cakes, but I could recommend chocolate anytime.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and I hope you have a good experience here at the York Food and Drink Festival.
Thank you very much.